Welcome to this special edition of Frequency Matters, the R for Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle, and today I'm with Wendy Hsu, CEO at Aravant. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So exciting times at Aravant. You have several major changes going on. You took over as CEO a couple of years ago, and that kind of signaled a transition from a company in a startup mode to a growth mode. What are the main adjustments that you made in the company's strategy and the organization to accomplish this transition?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when I became CEO, that was kind of the thing I was thinking of the most. What am I here to do? The thing I did was to really crystallize our mission, crystallize our strategy, and define our culture. So we always knew that we wanted to enable future technology, but the way to do that really comes through the strategy and the culture, your people. So when it came to strategy, my main goal was to create a litmus test that helps us to work through all the many directions and opportunities in front of us. The litmus test is meant to kind of just answer decisively, should we go for this or not? So it's a two-part test, and if we answer affirmatively to one or the other question, then we go for it. So the first part is, you know, does this opportunity help us to broaden the commercial millimeter wave space? So there's a lot of need for COTS right now, shorter lead times, easier commerciality studies, and that's really where a lot of our brand was. So does it further that? The second is, does it demonstrate our engineering leadership? And one of the great things about working with Aravant is that we have very technical founders. You know, I think there is a risk when you have such a broad product offering to be seen as a company that lacks technical depth. So we wanted to make sure that in our new initiatives, we were always there to push the technology so that we could better serve our mission of enabling future technology. So about culture, and I'll just quickly go through it. Culture can also be a litmus test, right? If you have values that define who you want to be as a team, then your team members can use your values to understand, you know, am I thinking or behaving in a way that is aligned with who we want to be? So we have similar things in our six values. I won't go through them right now, but you can see them on our website.
So it's been about a year since Sage Millimeter rebranded as Aravant. Can you tell us about that transformation and how it's benefited your customers?
Yeah, I've always said that becoming Aravant is about becoming who we've always wanted to be. And so there's an internal component and an external component. And I would even say that the external component is overshadowed by why we did it internally. So when it comes to the external, one of the things that was happening on a very practical level was that we had a little bit of market confusion. Sage was a name that had been around with a different company. So we kind of wanted a fresh start. So we became Aravant. But when it came to becoming Aravant for our team, one of the things that we really focused on was making sure that we were creating space for anybody who wanted to join us in our mission. I think Sage Millimeter had a really close tie or a real image of being maybe family owned or, you know, being a small business out of Los Angeles. And we just wanted a chance to maybe correct that or a chance to kind of broaden that. So that's why we became Aravant. How have customers felt it? I think, you know, we just have bigger goals and bigger visions. I think we've also invested a lot more into the company, more than before, not only on the, you know, RF technical side, but truly in terms of our business technology as well. So then I think today we're a company that has some of the best business operations technology, and customers feel that when they work with us through the way that we execute for them on their projects.
Well, speaking of investment, you expanded into a new facility as the company grew. How has that move gone, and what new capabilities does the company now have?
Yeah, it's this is why, you know, last year we were trying to do way too much with the rebrand and the facility, but we did make it over into our new facility November 2020. And it's a 60,000 square foot facility, and it's just a beautiful space. We're so proud and we feel so fortunate to be in it. It's full of natural light, and it was designed to be agile, you know, for kind of the modern workforce. But more than that, it's really packed with, you know, like you're asking, packed with capabilities. So one of the things that we're doing is we're really trying to bulk up even more when it comes to test and measurement. So we have currently VNA measurement capability up to 220 gigahertz, and there are plans, you know, in the next couple of months to get to 330. We have noise figure measurement up to 170 gigahertz. We have two antenna test chambers now, a near field and a far field, that has 3D pattern measurement capability, and even power measurement up to, you know, 1 terahertz. And that's just, you know, the hardware measurement stuff. I think in general, it's a space where, you know, folks can come to work and feel excited about what we're doing, because we are demonstrating our engineering leadership, and we are creating a space where collaboration is easy, and it's a space where we can build together, but there's also breakout areas where you can be focused. So we really created it with the team in mind.
So can you tell us what trends you're seeing in the high frequency market and where AeroVent has the most opportunity for growth?
Yeah, this was something that we thought a lot about. Again, going back to your first question, what's our strategy and direction, right? So we're seeing a lot of activity in commercial space. And commercial, whenever we hear commercial, that's something that kind of makes our ears perk up because we're so good at that. So a lot more activity in commercial space as companies are moving away from traditional space and understanding, you know, what are the real requirements for something to be TVAC safe or something to be space ready, something to be a flight unit. When, you know, that lifetime in orbit is really relatively short. So we are working with our clients to understand that, and in the process gaining a lot of capabilities in environmental test and learning a lot along the way too. So there's that. There's also a lot of activity in extremely, extremely high frequency beyond, you know, where we currently are, where we normally say we're around 170, 220. That's kind of the 6G movement. And with kind of that push for North American leadership in 6G, a company like us, we are exposed to a lot of opportunities with especially our domestic client base. So there's that. And then I think, again, in the process of more focus on test and measurement, we have also decided that we want to offer more in the space of services. So services like calibration and environmental test, but also pattern measurement, being able to equip ourselves so that we can offer those services right alongside our hardware. So those are our main focuses right now.
Well, certainly a lot of exciting things going on at AeroVent. It's been great talking to you. You have a new brand, a new strategy, a new facility, so you're definitely a company on the rise. We wish you the best of luck with growth in the company, and we hope to check back in with you later and see how you're doing. I want to thank everybody for watching today, and join us next time on Frequency Matters. Welcome to this special episode of Frequency Matters.